Welcome to Daf Yerushalmi. We're holding an Orlo Daf Lamed Base in the Oiz V'Hodor edition. Perek Sheni, beginning of Halacha Tes, starting Daf Lamed Aleph and with base in the bottom. Says the Mishnah, Chaticho shekot shekadoshim v'shepigu v'shenoysar shenizbashlu im chatichos. So you have a piece of meat, which is regular meat. But within it, there is a chaticho of kot shekadoshim. Kot shekadoshim is Korbanos, there is meat that Yisrael is not allowed to eat, and also you have your piece of meat of pigul and noiser. Pigul and noiser is meat that had either there was a bad thought that happened to the meat, meaning the kohen who was taking care of the meat had in mind to throw the blood in the wrong time. That's called pigul, just having a bad thought. And noiser in the meat was left over time. It left more days than it was supposed to. So these meats are osur b'achilo to everybody. So then osur l'zorim umutur l'koyanim. So l'zorim, this whole thing is osur. Why is it osur? Because I have yisurim that joined together. I have the yisur of kodesh kadoshim, and I have the yisur of pigul and noiser. They join together because the kriter may yisurim join together, and they make the piece of meat osur. But it's mutar l'koyanim, because if for koyanim, kodesh kadosh was mutar. They could eat meat of kodesh. The only thing which is also is pigul and noiser. Pigul and noiser is less than the shear. But we're going on with the mishtayas that we learn that the shear of iser is combined from the kodesh kadoshim and the pigul and noiser. So for the koyan, kodesh kadosh was mutar. Pigul and noiser is the only thing which is also is less than the shear, and therefore they can eat the meat. Here's the Mishnah from the base of Dalif. Rabbi Shimon matir lezarim lekriyanim. Rabbi Shimon holds even a zarim can eat. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon mishitasoi. Rabbi Shimon goes in his sheet that we learned before that yisurim don't join together. So I have here yisur of kodesh kadoshim. I have yisur of pigul and noiser. They don't join together. So that's why according to Rabbi Shimon it's mutar. Basar kodesh kadoshim, basar kodesh kalim shnis basher masur ataivu. You have a meat of kodesh kadoshim. You have a meat of kodesh kalim. What's kodesh kadoshim? What's kodesh kalim? Two different types of kodeshim. Kodesh kadoshim is, for example, the meat of chatos. Has bigger gedusha. You can eat it only in Beis Hamikdash. Kodesh kalim is a meat of shlamim. You can eat it all over Yerushalayim. Shenizbashluim besar taiva. They got mixed up with, they got cooked with a regular meat. Besar taiva means meat that's not kodeshim. Now, kodesh kalim, even Yisrael can eat. Kodesh kadoshim, they can't. But both things, kodesh kalim and kodesh kadoshim, is also for tmein, for people that are not are impure. So therefore, also the tmein umutar tayo, meaning the tmein cannot eat it because I have your kodesh kadoshim and kodesh kalim together. And they join together to make it also. We'll see in the Gemara, does Rabbi Shimon agree or not agree? But the tohirim, they have your kodesh kalim, which is mutar. They only have kodesh kadoshim, which is also that's less kashir. It's less than a shear. Therefore, it's not oyser the basar taira. They can eat the meat. Says the Gemara. We can explain the Gemara based on the piyush of Rav Chaim. As usual, tane shel pigul v'shel noiser shel kodesh kalim. Which pigul and noiser we talk about in the Mishnah? Pigul of noiser of kodesh kalim, which means the pigul and noiser means meat that became oyser either because of bad thought or because it was left over. The meat that we're discussing that has this issue of pigul and noiser is kodesh kalim. What does it mean? So Gemara explains, meaning, what is the reason that Shimon argues? Shimon says there's two different issurim over here. Kodesh kadoshim is also to zarim. Anybody who is not a kohen cannot eat kodesh kadoshim. Pigul and noiser is a different issur. It's an issur of pigul and noiser. Even a kohen can't eat. So therefore, they don't join together. So explains the Gemara, explains Rabbi Yoina. Only kodesh kalim, there's a difference between pigul and noiser and the kodesh kadoshim. Kodesh kadoshim is also because of zarus. Zarus means someone who's not a kohen. And pigul and noiser is also not because of zarus. Pigul and noiser, if it wouldn't be pigul and noiser, it would be just regular kodesh kalim, even a regular Yisrael can eat it. You don't have to be a kohen to eat it. So therefore he said, says the Mishnah, if I have a mix of kodesh kadoshim, which has an iser of zarus, and have an iser of pigul and noiser, which does not have the iser of zarus. So now I have a machlokes of Tanakam and Reb Shimon. Does it join together because it's two different iser? But if the pigulo noiser is kotshei kadoshim, if the pigulo noiser, meaning the iser pigulo noiser, comes in a meat that anyway a Yisrael can eat, so it's still also because of zarus. So it's the same iser as the kotshei kadoshim. Yes, this iser has another iser. It's not only kotshei kadoshim, it's also a noiser, it's also pigul. But it still has the same shame iser that the meat of kotshei kadoshim has. And Reb Shimon and the Mishnah would not have argued. The only reason Reb Shimon and the Mishnah argue is because he holds his two different iser. Says the Gemara, 1 second. Pigul v'noisu lach azriko, loy kalifni zriken? What makes a kotshei kalim mutter to eat? When can you eat kotshei kalim? Once there was a zriko, once you took the blood and you threw it on the mizbeach, that's a kotshei kalim because mutter to eat. Says the Gemara, 1 second. By pigul v'noisu, meaning there was a bad thought or the meat was left over, the Zrika didn't do anything. So Lechora, the Zrika did not make it Mutter Bachila because it was also because of Pigul of Noiser. So the Zrika did not do anything, so Lechora, you still have a Isser of Zarus. So like we're saying, you're saying that Pigul of Noiser is talking about Kotchu Kalim because there's no Isser of Zarus, there's no Isser of being a Zahar. So the Lechora, no, that's not true. Because the Pigul of Noiser, Zrika did not do anything, and a Zahar still also did it. Says the Gemara, what do you see from here? Tavka bekotche kadoshim. You say the zrika did not make a difference, and therefore it's asur in the same mystery you had before. Because bekotche kadoshim, the zrika won't make a difference anyway. Be asur to zahar. So therefore, the pigul noiser retain the iser zaharis as well. Ha bekotche kalim, but bekotche kalim will be mutori machar zrika. Because after zrika, if it wouldn't be pigul noiser, be mutar for a zahar. So I feel if it's Zriko and Lokim El Mishum Zarus. So even before Zriko, you don't get a Malkus of Zar. Meaning in general, Kotshi Kalim doesn't have an Easter Zarus. Because Zriko make a Mutter Bachilo. So even before Zriko, even before you throw the blood, and you're not supposed to eat it, it has a Easter of meat that didn't have the blood thrown on the Mizbech. But there's no Easter Zarus. The iser that a Yisrael has to eat meat more than a Kohen doesn't apply to Kotshei Kalim, only to Kotshei Kadoshim. But Kotshei Kalim, there will be mutter eventually, even in the beginning, doesn't have a iser zarus. And therefore we said in the Mishnah, Pigul noiser of Kotshei Kalim, which doesn't have a iser zarus, mixed up with Kotshei Kadoshim, does have a iser zarus. Says the Gemara Amud Beis, Omar B'Yosi, Lo Yomru Ela Kotshei Kalim. We talk about Kotshei Kalim. I mean, the Brisa says that our Mishnah is talking about kotshei kalim. But pigul v'noiser lachazriko loy kelifnei zrikohem. I mean, as we said before, pigul v'noiser after zriko is not like before zriko. Lei zedovar neemar pigul v'noiser loy tzi kotshei kalim lachazriko. I mean, why are we saying dafka pigul v'noiser? Because pigul v'noiser after zriko is still osur. But kotshei kalim after zriko is mutter. Halifnei Zriko, but before Zriko, Yulvim Asurim Bekotshei Kalim, Loikim Alem Mishum Zarus. So even though the Losha is a little difficult, but what Rabbi Yoyin is coming to argue, Rabbi Yoyin is coming to say, before the Zriko, Kotshei Kalim is also Asur because of Zarus. Rabbi Yoyin was Bechadesh, the Kotshei Kalim, because it will be Mutter after Zriko, so even before Zriko, there's no Asur of Zarus. Because Rabbi Yoyin says, why aren't I saying the Mishnah Pigul and Noiser? Forget about Pigul and Noiser. Say Kotshei Kalim before Zriko and Kotshei Kadoshim. They're both Asur. But Kotshei Kadoshim is also because of Zarus. Kotshei Kalim is not also because of Zarus. So it's two different Isurim. So why don't I say Kotshei Kadoshim, Kotshei Kalim? The fact that I decide to speak about Pigul and Noiser specifically, that tells you that before Zriko, Kotshei Kadoshim, Kotshei Kalim both have the same Isur. Therefore, they will be, even Reb Shimon will agree they'll be Oiser. Because they're both Oiser because of Zarus. And only after Zriko, that's when I have a chiluk, that's when I have a difference. After Zriko, Kotshei Kalim is mutter. If it's pigul noiser, it's also because it's... So meaning, Rabbi Yoino in the previous Amud holds that the Kotshei Kalim has no Isur at all before Zriko of Zarus. There's other Isur, but not Isur of Zarus. The Rabbi Yezi says, no, before Zriko, Kotshei Kalim also has a Isur of Zarus. Omar Avabin, Masnisa B'Seyalu Rabbi Yezi, I have a brace like a Yezi. Because it says in the Brayis of Nidvirsecho, Zutoido v'shlomim. That's what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says in Nidvirsecho, that they include Toido and Shlomim, which are Kotshei Kalim, which are Nedova, Shemachalim, the phrase Zriko, Damim Loike. If he ate it before the Zriko, he's Loike because of Zarus. They won't understand the Isser is Zarus. So in the machlekes of Rabbi Yosi, is there any iser in kosher kalim before zriko? A iser of zar, if someone's not a kohen to eat it? The Gemara brings a raya to Rabbi Yosi that there is an iser before zriko of zarus. Kedirus the Gemara, the last part of the Mishnah spoke about if you have a kosher kalim, kosher kadoshim that joined together to be cooked with a regular meat. So a tar who can eat kosher kalim doesn't have enough of iser over here. He has only kosher kadosh, which is also. But a tameh has iser of kosher kadosh or kosher kalim joined together. Now the end of the Mishnah, the Rabbi Reb Shimon that argues. So even though it's two different isurim, the Mishnah says they joined together. Says the Gemara, Reb Shimon, look, show you maybe machlekes. Reb Shimon argues also here because Reb Shimon holds that two isurim don't join together. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Divrei Hakol. Here even Reb Shimon agrees because they both have a name of kosher. Kosher kalim, kosher kadosh, considered to be the same name. So the more of a kasha of the Rishon Lakish, the more has the Rishon Lakish that says the Rishon argues. We're now in the Flamin Gimel with Daf on top. Lekein Savron and Mima Kulum Lashoin Trumo Mitzdafim. Didn't we say earlier that when you have Trumo, Bikurim, and Trumas Maitse that join together, they do join to one Isser because all they have the name of Trumo. Bikoit Starfu Kulu and Lashon Tumo. And here they all will join together to be Tumo of Kachim. Kutub Chayim, the words Loshim Zarus to take out. It says, I want to say, Shim Lokish, Kehado de Tari Bar Kapro. Shlokish holds like Bar Kapro that said, brought a Brisa that says, and we're using the Gir Sarab Chayim, Chaticho Shekotche Kadoshim, Shekotche Kalim, Shrizbash and Machaticho is meaning the same case of our Mishnah, Kotche Kadosh, Kotche Kalim, that were mixed together with a piece of meat and they cooked together. Shim Nate, Chachim Oisri, Shim says his mutter. Chachamim with one's oyster. In other words, a mafresh brisa that says Reb Shimon argues regarding kochim, and as Reb Chaim, this brisa will hold even by truma, trumas meister, and bikurim that join together. They're also not going to join to be one oyster because each one has his own name. Meaning, the Gemara concludes as the machleik is in the sheet of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds that different oyster don't join together. What happens if they do have the same name, even though the different oyster, but they do have the same name? Do they join together or not? So the Brice that Moore brings right now says that they still don't join together. They consider to be different shamers. This is the end of the second parak of Seches Orlo, Hadron Lachatrumo, Hadron Lachatrumo, Beis Hashem. And with this we conclude Yerushalmi Orlo, Daf Lamed Beis.